Blog Talk Radio.
Do just what it said. For I believe. Oh.
do something tonight. You can't wait till tomorrow. You need it tonight. Well, you got to prophesy, declare, baby. Say this, I hear you.
This is for them rough days, when you feel like giving up days. That's right. Here's a little something, put a smile on your face.
Right here. What? Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I am Kayla Boujay. You are praising with Evangelist Barbara Mack of Freedom Doors Ministries in Jacksonville, Florida. Live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Standard Time. I stop by from time to time to say, get your praise on, everybody. Get your praise on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for another day. Thank Him for life, health, and strength. Thank Him for waking us up this morning. Starting us on our way. We're just grateful to Him. And at this time, we're going before the throne of grace and make our petition known unto Almighty God, who has all the power. There is no higher power. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning thanking you for another day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Father, we thank you for watching over us as we slumbered and slept last night. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us another day, another chance to get it right with you. Lord, another chance to love more, to share more, all to talk of your wondrous works more. Father, we thank you today. And we come this morning grateful unto you for all you've done, what you're doing right now, and, Father, what you're going to do. We know that you're the great God, and we remember this morning that without you we can do nothing. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. And, Father, this morning we come asking for forgiveness of all our sins and wrongdoings. We ask this morning that though our sins be scarlet, Father, we ask that you would wash us as white as snow. Cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness and give us a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us this day. Father, we need you, and without you we can do nothing. Without you we can't stop doing wrong. Without you we can't stop sinning. So, Father, we ask this morning that you would strengthen us, and whatever thorn is in our side, God, that you would deliver us today in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you this morning for forgiveness. We thank you for fixing us from the inside out today. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And again, Father, we thank you for putting our wrongdoings and our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. We thank you this morning that you're on our side in spite of ourselves, and that, Lord, you're for us. And your word said, if you be for us, you're more than the whole world against us. So we thank you this morning. We thank you. We're truly grateful unto you. We lift you up this day, for there's none like you. Hallelujah. None like thee nowhere. Hallelujah. Who love us in the way that you does. Forgive us and all of these different many blessing things you do for us. Father, we come this morning asking that you would remember every calling, every listener and their families today. Father, bless them going out and bless them coming in. Meet the need in their lives today according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We ask this morning, Father, that you would remember the sick, remember those that are incarcerated and their families, and God, every branch of military and their families. And, Father, this morning, Admiral Lee, we ask for special prayer for him and his family, that, God, you would bless and only the way that you can do. We ask this morning also, Father, that God, you would bless every Blog Talk host that's teaching and preaching Jesus and their families. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. And, Father, have your way here today. And, God, as we come in, we ask, Lord, that, God, you would change today her from the inside out in whatever areas she needs changing and fixing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless her family, have mercy upon her today, in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask this morning that you would bless Sister LaToya and Brother D. Ask, Lord, that you would bless LaToya, that nothing is wrong with her and nothing is wrong with the baby, but God, that they would come out all saying that they have a clean bill of health this day. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them, Lord, in their hour of need right now. Lord, we know you're able. We know you're able. And there's nothing too hard for you to do. We thank you this morning. We give you glory, honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. That hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, he's on our side today in spite of us, and we're moving right along this morning, and we're coming back with our scripture reading and brief announcements. But before I go to the next psalm, I want to say this. I'm over on on Facebook as Barbara Jean Pittman Mack, and I'm a member of some groups over there. So if you go to my page over there and take a look, you can find those groups and become a member of either of the groups that you feel led to become a member of. And some groups, I'm not that active in the groups because I'm usually out in the field during the day, but check those groups out and post something over there and make comments and, you know, be a blessing if you can over there. So I just wanted to share that this morning right quick before I forget to share it. So we're moving right along this morning. We're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we'll come back with our scripture reading and brief announcements. And hopefully by then, Sherita James is our guest today, and she's going to talk about God makes a difference, you know, in your life if you would allow him to, and the things, you know, has happened with her and to her and how her life has changed now. So we're going to bring her in a little bit, but we're moving right on. I just want to go to this one right here, and I may not play it, but I better not, because I'll play it all the way through. Yes, I will. No point in saying I won't. I will. All right, let's go right here.
I'm believing that God is going to work a miracle in your life by the end of this song. No matter what situation you find yourself in right now, just know that all you have to do is leave it at the feet of Jesus, my brother and my sister. Listen. Bible says,
cast your cares upon him, he'll hear your call. Lay it down, lay it down.
Promise
he would never leave, not forsake your friend indeed. Lay it down, lay it down.
War cry. Better by now, but just in case you just got into your car, let us say it again. All of your problems, all of your pain,
lay it down.
Lay it down. feel better.
Hallelujah. Lay it down. Lay all of our problems and burdens, give them to the Lord, and leave them there. It will be all right. Our scripture reading this morning, I'm looking now, it's coming out of Matthew's 4 this morning, and we're looking at Matthew's 4, and maybe we'll read down to So that's Matthew chapter 1. We're looking at verses 1 through 10, Brother Louis. And this is what it says. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou would fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Hallelujah. So we've read Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 10 this morning, and that's our scripture of today. Our morning announcements are just simply go to www.freedomdoorsministries.com. Take a look around the website and sign the guest book if you can get in there. Also on the bulletin page, it will tell us what and who is coming for the week, what guests, you know, that are coming for the week to bring the message of the day or be interviewed or, you know, we share a topic. So we thank God this morning for our morning announcements, and that's Sharita James now trying to get in. So thank you, Brother Louis, for posting that over in the chat room. I have, I believe this is Sister Jeanette. I'm coming at you right now, area code 805. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning. God bless you, too.
Amen. Amen. You doing all right, Sister Jeanette?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Amen. That's
doing
wonderful.
Fine.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, we have you on the prayer list, and, you know, we believe in God to strengthen you and to continue to bless you even the more.
Thank you.
I was supposed to call you back the other evening, but
okay.
I run a little store, and it got really busy, and I didn't get a chance to, but...
Okay.
Always do this for me, because in my business, I forget. I have it written down, but what happens is some days I don't get to go back to it right away. It may be 2 days or 3 days before I call you. Would you please just be kind enough to call me back? And
okay.
Call me back, because I get a little busy here and rip run and some other things. Just always call me back and it will be all right. So,
okay.
All right. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
So God bless you.
God bless you. Our guest has come in this morning, and this is my neighbor and friend, and we visit together and laugh together, and we've eaten many meals together, and we talk about a lot of different things, and her name is Sherita James, and so this morning she's our guest. At this time, I'm going to bring her in. Good morning, Ree. How are you?
Good morning, Booby.
I'm going to get you when I see you today. Tell her that nickname like.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes. So listen, this morning I wanted to talk to you, and I wanted to share with the listeners the things that God has done for you, and you was had gone through many things, even in your marriage, and the Lord has blessed you to have strength and to somewhat move on in your life. And Sherita is a full-figured lady, and many people would call her a BBW, which they call this a big, beautiful woman. She's a very pretty young lady, and many times because of our weight or whatever, we think that we can't look pretty, we can't dress nice. Many women like the latest trends even, and they feel like they can't wear the latest trends. But with God, all things are possible today. With God, all things are possible. Well, you may have low self-esteem, or you may have gone through something or going through something, but we know God to be a deliverer today, and we know that he will bring us out if we have patience to wait on him. So, Ree, I'd like to turn the floor over to you and have you to share with us the things that you want to share with other ladies that may bless them.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Well, I'm kind of a little nervous because I never done this, but as I explained to Ms. Mack, and I know her for about almost 2 years now, when she first met me, I did not have the self-esteem that I have now, the confidence that I have now, and the faith I also have now that come along with it. I was wearing a scarf or sweater and big dresses. I never smiled. I didn't even have my mouth fixed, and I was just going through a lot of things financially with my children, with my husband. But as I, you know, got to know Ms. Mack, and she's talking to me and encouraged me, and the place that I am now and where I have came from, I am very blessed and honored to know her, because not too many people are supportive in your corner spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. So I am thankful for that. And I am a big woman, as she's explained. We do get on the groceries a lot near her. So I am a big girl, and I am pretty. I did not have any self-esteem about myself, but now I do, and I love myself. And the where I have came from, I am better. I look better. I feel good. My career's coming along good. I'm going to start school, because about a year ago I was not doing anything with myself, just being feeling sorry for myself, walking around looking like nothing and feeling like nothing. But now I have a positive attitude about myself, and I had to get myself together. And it was at a point in my life to where I had to ask myself, either I could keep crying about it or feeling bad about it, or I could get up and do something about it. So I chose to get up and do something about it, and the transformation that I have made and how what I have become today, I am proud of myself, and nobody else is proud of me, because it took a lot of hard work and dedication to get through it. Nothing is never easy when you're going through anything. There's going to always be some trials in your way. Something going to be thrown in your way, and you always going to be tested on the daily. I'm still tested until this day. So where I have come from, again, I'm very proud of myself. And for you big girls out there, never let nobody break your self-esteem down, tear you down, tell you you're not worth anything. And the marriage I was in, my husband told me what another man would not want me because of my size, and if he did, because big women are easy. And he just really broke me down. But now can't nobody tell me nothing because I love me, and I had to get to learn to love me and be by myself. And God will send you somebody who's going to love you for you. I'm a big girl. I stay having my appearance up. I keep my appearance up. I don't wear nothing tight, nothing hoochie, nothing that reveals too much or really anything. I just have more pride in myself and more respect for myself. So I don't want to keep everybody. I just want to tell that little testimony. If you think if anything is too hard and you cannot overcome it, that you can, because I'm a living witness over the years of things I have been through and witnessed and still going through. I'm not out of it yet, but I'm still going through it, and I have faith that I will come up out of it, and I still will continue to pray as I come up out of it.
Well, amen. Now, Rita, I wanted to talk about, so you're working now. You have a job, because before she didn't have a job. So you're working now, Rita, and you got even a promotion on your job. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, right now I do home health care. We provide assistance to the mentally disabled that has a retardation. That's what I work at right now. And promotion of my job, she promoted me as well, putting me in the office and running the business, and she trusts me with a lot of financial things, getting more clients, and being in charge over the clients, getting them out into the community, doing things with them and for them, and getting them involved into a lot of activities. Before, I did not have a job. I was just walking around here, but I have been blessed to have a job and get paid and be blessed to be around people that is sweet, and I love them to death. They tell me I'm their family all the time, and it's vice versa for them.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's a wonderful thing. And I can see that, and you're going back to school. Once you complete that, I know God will bless you to go up the ladder, and you have a place in your life where you really want to be, because I know that nursing is real important to you. And
yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I was. I'm planning on going back for my RN. I love being a nurse. I helping people, being there for people because of the things I have went through. If I'm able to, the career that I'm in, to meet a lot of people and able to talk to them, that it means a lot to me as well, because you never know who's going through something that's come through that hospital. Everybody's going through something important in their life, and nursing is my calling, and I love it, and I've been doing it for almost 12 years now. So I'm going to take that big step and go into the big leagues now.
All right, the big league. All right, y'all can tell. This is my neighbor.
Yes,
we talk. This is what we do. I also wanted to touch on this a little bit. I know it has been some financial struggles with you, but I know now you have a car to drive, and I remember you bought brand new furniture. Because I was with her when all of this took place, and she had three beautiful children, and I was with her. She was not going to allow anything to stop her until she bought her children furniture for their bedrooms. And so she managed to decorate the bedrooms, put a fish aquarium in. Oh, it was just so nice. And she fixed their bedrooms up, and then she bought a beautiful living room suit, and we call the living room suit the Godfather. And so she bought and brought the Godfather home and decorated a house, you know. And because, like she said before, she was just walking around with a bag on her head, a rag on her head, a big sloppy dress and a big sweater, and just looking pitiful. And she would come, and we would talk many days. And so one day she come, and she told me, she said, "Miss Mac, I got to get up and go to work. I just got to do better. This is not me. I don't have any reason that I want to be in this place right here where I am. And so she made her choice to get up and to go. She got up and got her job and started to work. And even in the job, it was some obstacles there, but she continued on. And then there's some things on the job that may not be pleasing to her. It may not make her feel good, but she continued to work. And, you know, she do a lot for family because she take care of her mother and her nieces and nephews. There's a lot of things she's doing. And all of this, she come out of low self-esteem, and every time I see her, she got a different hairdo and a different new outfit on. And when she come out the house, she come out the house looking like a lady. And so this in terms will, even though the husband said all of these things to her and made her feel bad, now she get to see other men say positive, very nice things to her. So now she know that, hey, all of that was said to me, it's not true. He's not the only man in the world. You know, there are other men who think I'm beautiful and think I'm of worth. Because a lot of times women go through many things because of what the man said, because they feel like, well, if he say this about me, he's a man, I'm a woman, it must be true. No, 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 no. It is not true. In many cases, women need to get themselves up, brush yourself off, fix yourself up, and go on. God has the rest. You heard her say she will continue to pray, even if she's still going through a few things, but she will remain in prayer. And her mother tell me, ooh, Miss Mack, I'm going home. I said, all right, Miss Charlene. She said, Miss Mack, I just got to go pray. See, because prayer will fix it every time, over and over again. And I'm just so happy for you, Reed. And
Thank you. Yes, I'm
very proud of you and your accomplishments as well. You've come a long way, baby. You've come a long way. And
I was just getting off of work.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes. No.
I was just getting off of work. Yeah, and I called in the morning show coming from work, and I was getting ready to come around your house with some of them delicious groceries. I'm on the way now.
Okay, okay. I'll be here when you get here because I put your plate up from Sunday, but I sold it, so I still have food, but I didn't want to keep that plate already prepared, so I sold that plate, and I have another plate for you when you get here.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I know you was tired yesterday, and the kids say you was laying down resting. So I said, oh, no, don't bother. Let her get asleep, because I knew you had to go to work last night. But I knew eventually when you got a chance, you would come over. So, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Again, this is
I'd like to thank you.
Oh, yes, you're welcome.
I'm going to get ready to go, but I'd like to thank you because it's something you said to me, and it stuck with me, and it's still sticking with me. You told me don't depend on the love from a man. I have to fall in love with myself and love myself. And I had to think about that, and it stuck with me. So I don't need the compliment of another man or anybody because I love me and I know I'm beautiful inside and out. Because once you start depending on compliments from somebody else and then you stop getting them or somebody say something negative, it's going to break you down.
Mm-hmm.
So I do appreciate the advice that you've given me. Of me loving myself, and I do love myself, and I love God because he's the reason that I'm coming out through this, and he's the reason why I'm going through this, and it has made me strong. It hasn't broken my spirit, and it hasn't broken me as a woman and mainly as a mother. So I'd like to thank you. I'm happy that I met you. I love you, and I'll be around there shortly.
All right. Well, hold on, Reed. You may have someone who wants to get so just hold on 1 second. I see your area code 509. I'm bringing you in right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
I'm fine. God is blessing. God is good. I just thank you for your prayers that you have for me, and I just wanted you to pray for me again. God is really, really good, and I just need prayer and favor and strength and, you know, just wisdom and discernment, and got an appointment coming up Wednesday, which is tomorrow, and I just wanted to have you to pray for me for favor in that, and just thank you so much for being there for me as well. Thank you.
Yes. God bless you. God bless you. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you heard the petition come forth. And Lord, I ask that you would bless this sister, that God, you would move on her behalf. Lord, whatever the need is today, move by your spirit. And Lord, we ask that you would give a favor in this appointment. Father, give a discernment of spirit. And Lord, just move on her behalf. You know what her petition is more so than any of us. And Lord, we ask that you would do it for your glory, and that, God, she would come out with the testimony and lifting up the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you right now. And Lord, even as Rhea is on the line, I ask today that you would bless her, God. Bless her the more, bless her going out. God, bless her coming in. Open up doors to her. Lord, give her clear understanding. When no one else understands her, God, we know you know. For your glory today, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father. We thank you. We thank you this morning. Not only for hearing, but God, we thank you for answering this day. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and all the praise this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'll see you in a little bit, Ree. And
thank
you for coming and sharing with us this morning. And I hope someone has heard something that will encourage them, because many women are overweight and they're beautiful, but they just have the weight thing because we like food. And in my case, I cook a lot, so I'm going to be a big girl. I don't have to be 400 pounds or 300 pounds, but I'm a big girl nonetheless, because I eat what I cook and I taste what I cook. So I don't think it's so much about the size unless you're unhealthy. Now, if you're having health problems, you need to get it in check. But if you don't, you're not having health problems and you're not, you know, 300 or 400 pounds, then, you know, work on it a little bit, cut back a little bit, you know, so that you won't begin to have health problems. But any lady that people are telling you that you're not of worth, or you're fat and you're ugly and you're sloppy and you're this, don't listen to that. Just make a choice for yourself to do better for you. Because what people are saying to you, they don't feel the hurt and the pain of it. They're enjoying it, but you are the one that's feeling the hurt and the pain. So you want to get yourself up and work on getting yourself together, and it will be all right. Hold on one more minute, Reed. Let me see what Brother Frank got to say this morning. Good morning, Brother Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I'm wonderful. How are you this morning?
I am blessed.
I understand. Seems like I don't mean it seems like. I just know God. God just comes in, Jesus in the morning, and always brings something in there that needs to be addressed to the world. And this morning could have been another great morning for me to hear the young lady give her testimony and saying how she come beyond and past that thing of being downgraded and being disrespectful and all these different things. Because, men, I'm a man myself. And I'm not here to talk against men, but I'm here to let women know that you shouldn't be in no relationship where you're not wanted. You shouldn't be in no relationship where a person going to talk to you like you are lower than an animal. And that the fact is that you don't have the respect. And as far as the point of looking at yourself in the mirror every morning you get up, because you are a creation of God, and you look at the mirror and say, okay, I am the best. I am what God made me, and I am the best because I'm a child of God. I'm joined as to the throne with Jesus. And prayer is what makes all these things come together, because prayer, you put God first, and anything else up under that. And when you go into a relationship, go into it with God. Don't go into it with sin, because it ain't going to work out. But be the woman that God wants you to be. I just want to say that. And again, young lady, I am so proud of you. But Sister Barbara, I'm proud of you because you're just going in and fighting people. Because I'm listening to this young lady, and I can hear that spur in her voice, like, I am somebody. I will be somebody. And I am a child of God, and I'm going to be. And if nobody tells me I look good, I know I look good. And if I don't look good, it's only I who can say that. But I look good because guess what? God created me. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit is walking right next to me at all times, and he is not grieving because I have now shown to myself that I am a child of God. Okay.
Amen.
And again, young lady, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
The other night, Brother Frank, I think that was Saturday night, she and some friends were going out. And so she come by to see me, and she was all dressed and everything. And matter of fact, I sent you a message about my jacket now. And so she called, and I was in the kitchen doing something. She was in the mirror in the living room looking, Brother Frank. She said, you know what? You are pretty. You are beautiful. I said, well, look at me just enjoying herself in the mirror.
That's right. Right.
I mean,
absolutely.
It was a nice outfit she had on, and the necklace, it was just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And I
there
said,
you go.
I said, Ree, everybody have been telling you this forever. I remember the first day I met her, and her hair was so pretty. She's got naturally long hair, but you know the trend now. She's a young lady, Bruh Frank. So the trend now is the weave thing, so she get this weave in and all this stuff, but her natural hair is beautiful. And she, you know, now she walked through here, head up in the air, and, you know, she's just all of that, which is a good thing to have good self-esteem. This way men can't just destroy you.
That's right.
You know, and she met a young man who told her, you know, I just want to be your friend, you know, because you're married and this and that. But it's a beautiful thing because now she get to see. It's not just your husband. He's not the only man who was ever interested in you. And now that he decided to divorce you or whatever, it's okay. You're going to live still. You're going to make it. And there are men who will say kind things to you because they know where you come from, and they don't want you to go back there. They don't want you to walk around with a bag on your head and a big sloppy dress and shower shoes on and all this stuff. But he wants you to blossom and grow and continue to grow into the beautiful lady that you are. And so the more you do for yourself, the more you'll find this, you know, the better you will be. Because everybody like compliments. Women pay for millions of dollars for compliments. That's why they pull the wrinkles out their face and add stuff to their lips and to their chest and to their rear and all of this stuff. A lot of women go in the gym and they work like dogs, like slaves. You know, and it's not all for health consciousness. It's so that they can look good, so that they can get good compliments. And we understand this is the way that the world operates and the way that, you know, women are designed. Women are designed to have people to say good things about them. You know, now I'm going to tell you what flatters me with a man. Now, what makes me attractive to a man when he tell me I'm a godly woman? When he say, oh.
Amen.
That was God right there. Now, that just swells my head up so big I don't know what to do. Because I've learned years ago, I'm a lady, big or small, I'm pretty. You know, big or small, I can lose weight or I can gain weight. I'm a woman. But when you tell me I'm doing the things that's pleasing and acceptable unto God, you got my vote right there.
All
right. That a man that come along and say, oh, you pretty, this and that and the other, you don't have a vote. I thank you, sir. Have a blessed day. But the man that say, oh, that's the work of the Lord right there. Oh, you old school, ain't you? That's that right there. Hey, that's what the word said do right there. The Bible said that right there. Now, he going to get my attention because he knowing something about God. But the natural compliments, I appreciate them, but I'm not really hyped up on that right now. But the things of God, that's what I'm hyped up about. Because I'm working to go back with him when he comes. Marie, I thank you so much for coming through this morning. And I thank you for your encouraging words to other women, because they can come out and get self-esteem. Because if you're in a relationship, and especially it's your husband, when your husband is telling you, the man that married you and chose to give you his last name, and he chose to have children with you, and now he's telling you you're not of worth, you're too fat, you're this, that, and the other, then that hurts, and that will cause you to hold your head down because you feel like, I'm not of worth, the world don't want me, nobody want me, not even God want me because I'm too fat, you know. But you heard what she said, she's on her way at that plate of groceries. You heard her say she's a big girl.
Did you ever put my pictures up so they can see them?
Yeah, I put the pictures up. The pictures
Sister
are
Barbara.
On the mark so they can see.
Sister Barbara.
Yes, sir.
Young lady, I was just sitting here thinking, and that used to be a song that said, I'm every woman.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you ever heard that song, but every time that you even had a remote, because see, one day that man, I remember the prophet was saying that what one man don't want another is be another man's treasure. But see, that same man that talked down to you and everything, that was just some of his insecurity and his insufficiency within himself. And trust me, if you can look at yourself and say, I'm every woman, because remember, you are now going out making the bacon, but not only are you making the bacon, but you can cook the bacon and sit down and eat it if you would like. Because guess what? You have your own freedom, baby girl. Just remember, you have the freedom now to think, because you are every woman, okay?
All right, now. That's coming from a man, Reed. Yeah, that's coming from a man, so we accept that right there. Listen, now, I got good friend and brother in Christ, his name is Brother Louis, and he's down in Ocala. And he has been a member of this show forever and a day, I want to say. He wrote over in the chat room, listen to this, Reed. Now, you know how we roll. This is what he said, I'm in shape. The round is a shape. Reed. Almost screaming his fault. Yeah, come on, he is shape. Round is a shape.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That Brother Louis sounds serious. Oh, my goodness. Hey, I'm with you when he's right. It is a shape, brother. Louis. Round is a shape now.
Absolutely.
But I thank you again so much, Reed, for coming this morning. And, yes, for sharing with us and everything. And I thank you, Brother Frank, for encouraging her. And we just thank God, because no matter what, one thing I know is round or square, a high Coca-Cola bottle shape, shaped like a frog, I don't care how you shape, God yet love us because he made us.
Absolutely.
And if we'll go to him about the things that's concerning us, my weight. I remember one time I prayed about that thing. Boy, I was getting skinty, Reed. I was getting really skinty. I had to stop it because I'm used to having some meat on my bones. And so I had to stop it. I said, well, Lord, I don't want to be too skinny now. I don't want to get real skinny. I just want some of the weight off to remain healthy. And you pray that prayer, God, and believe God is going to help you one way or another and stop bending your elbow and that fork going to your mouth. Because we know that even in today's time and age, they're not cooking things that's organic, they're calling it, you know, that's natural. A lot of preservatives and additives and all kind of stuff is added to food now. So we really want to be careful. Oh, good morning, Brother D. Good morning. God bless you. We pray for you and LaToya, and I hope she's doing good. I hope she's doing good. She had an accident last night. Someone rear-ended her, and they kept her in the hospital overnight for observations. But we just believe God to bring her home. She'll have no complications because she's expecting. I think she's about 30 weeks now. So we just don't want no problems. And I'm going up next month to the baby shower as I'm headed on into Birmingham to see the senior bishop. So, yeah, we thank God. We thank God. I'll be in and greet you shortly, Brother D. I'll be in a minute. But we thank God. Our guest this morning was none other than Mrs. Sharita James of Jacksonville, Florida, one of my neighbors. Y'all met Danielle. Matter of fact, Danielle come by yesterday driving her own car. Can y'all hear me? And I said, well, Danielle, I'll just drive over and you just follow me. Oh, that'll work, Miss Mac. So I carried her over and she applied at three different daycares yesterday for a job. And then she come last night to, you know, share everything with me. And I told her she need me, you know, to just give me a call, and I'll do what I can to help her out. So slowly but surely, I got some neighbors that's calling in and sharing some things. I have one more I'm going to work on today to get her to come in to share with us concerning her children. And I see my baby on the line. Good morning, Miss Odella. Good morning, and good morning to you, Prophet Pickens. Good morning, Brother Pedro, Sister Lois, Pastor Span. Good morning to you, Mother Booker. And again, Sister Jeanette and Brother Frank, Brother Louis. Reed was just on the line with us, y'all. And Miss Donna and Brother D in the house this morning. And, of course, yes, the main man, Brother Louis. God bless you this morning, those that are coming through LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and all the social media websites, Google, Lisa and Chris and Marissa and Jeru and Ebert and Pastor Sanchez and Chaplain Bob and those. God bless you this morning. And thank you so much for tuning in with us. And Pastor Gushin from Pakistan, he's over on Skype this morning. So we just thank God. We thank God for each and every one tuning in. So listen, I got to get the one favorite song of yours, Portia, but I'm going to play this one right here for you. And I think you'll like this one. Let me find it here. All right, I'm playing this one for you. I'm dedicating this to you, Porsche.
Yo, P. Hey, ready. It's the new swag, baby. Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa. Why? Looking for jobs, no one looking for God. I know that you heard, but in time God is real.
Why?
Money, and I don't have any money either.
but they're willing to bless you in that way. I know some barbers that would come right here at my house and cut your hair. Yeah, because if I called them for a haircut, I don't have money. They figuring you don't either. This is needed. I just need to go do this, and it's going to bless somebody. See, and we can help each other. We can help others to come up in the world. Sometimes I find myself back there in my closet, and I'm telling you the truth, I got to go buy clothes now. And I'm going to get clothes, don't worry. But I clean my closets out as often as I can, and I give that stuff away. I give it away. Things in there with brand new tags on it. Here it go. Here you go, baby. Enjoy this. Because of this, I don't want to hoard stuff. And I don't want to hold on to stuff and keep my hands closed, because when you keep your hands closed and you're holding on to all that you can hold on to, the real stuff that you really want, it can't come. God can't bless you. But if you be a giver, you're going to learn this. The more I give, the more I get back. Every time I clean my closet out, look at it. It's back full with stuff. It's back full with stuff. Now, I'm telling you this, October the 8th, 2013, I don't have really any clothes. I'm telling you that today. Now, I want you to watch what happened in a few weeks from now. When I'm telling you, I got to clean this closet out again. Too much stuff in here. I remember one time God had me to go by this friend of mine's house, and when I got there, a lot of things I wanted in clothing she had there. Hey, I'm glad you come. I said, what? I was thinking about you the other day. I got all these clothes. Hey, can you use these? I said, me and plenty more women can use them. She's like, take these shoes, because she and I wear the same size shoe. Take the shoes and stuff and go on with this. I'm like, Jerry Renee in here, this and that is in here. Because, you know, I don't wear name brand stuff. Walmart will do, Simply Fashions would do for me. Payless Shoe Store work miracles for me. I dress it up and go on. You think I got it from Dillard's somewhere, honey? I came right out of Walmart with this right here. Because I just don't believe in wasting money. And if I buy something of quality, you better know it's going to last me some years. Because I don't believe in waste. That's why I give food away. If I cook too much and the people didn't come and eat it all, I give it to somebody else who can use it. Because I don't believe God wants us wasting. He wants us giving. And I don't keep food until it's soured. I fixed that plate for her Sunday. She didn't show up to get it Sunday. Monday, the plate was given away. Now, I got some food for her when she get here. But I don't believe in giving people old milk and old bread and all of that. I give you fresh stuff. Now, it's nothing wrong with it for the food banks to do it, because it can bless a lot of people, and the food shouldn't be thrown away. But I like to give fresh stuff to people. Yeah, what I would want, that's what I want you to have. I'm not going to give you anything I wouldn't eat, and I'm not going to give you anything that I don't want. Everything I give away, I want it. Believe me, I do. But I must be a giver. I must be a giver. Yeah, so I give, and I thank God for being a giver. And we thank God for Reed coming this morning and sharing her story with us. I just remember those days when this woman had a bag on her head walking through here. You know, the bag women sleep in to keep their hairdo fresh. Wherever she went, she wore that bag. I had given her a sweater, and she wore a big sweater and a big dress. And another neighbor, you know, would come and say, well, didn't you give her this and that? I said, yeah. Well, I said, no, she's not ready. Just leave her alone. And so as we, you know, talked to her and encouraged her, I wasn't the only one. There's another neighbor I have that we both encouraged her. And on their road, they stick together like a family. Just like a family. They talk about one another and all of that. But when they see one another, they're glad to see each other. And it's not nothing so deep that they're talking about each other about that they can't repeat it again when the person come up. Yeah, that's the way they work. They roll over there. And then there was another one used to live over in the row behind me, but she moved back further over. But she come around here and see me too and come to buy brownies and food and stuff. So it's a beautiful thing to work within your community and get to know the people. know the people in your community. Know your neighbors and things. Like my neighbor next door, I call her Miss Good Neighbor. And my Pastor Henley was here last night. I said, Pastor Henley, good neighbor right here. He started laughing and I did too. Yeah, because this is what we want to do, join together. See, because let me tell you, before I can go overseas, because people call me all the time, can you come to Africa? No, I can't. Why? They need the word. No, God is not sending me to Africa. Simply because I'm African descent does not mean he's sending me to Africa. But he'll send me two doors down from my house. He'll send me across the street in the next community.
Amen.
And share with them. Charity starts at home and spreads abroad.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and see, many of us, we don't want to put the foundation on the house. We just want to jump up to the second floor.
Absolutely.
And work from the second floor. I can go to some communities right now, and people would be amazed at how the people come out the front door and say, oh, Barbara here. Hey, Barbara. Yeah, know me by my name and everything. And these are not bad neighborhoods. Now, this is not the ghetto that I'm talking about. I live in Jacksonville, Florida. It's a huge little city. And so I go in many areas and do many different things. I can pull up at this one community, and the people be coming out the door, and when they come, they're looking for me to pop the trunk. Because when I go to that community, I'm carrying stuff over there for them. Even the elderly ladies will come out. What you got today, Barbara? Huh? Because we got to be givers and workers. In the beginning, God come working. He didn't come preaching. He didn't come prophesying. He didn't come with all this hoopla. Like that's going to do something, going to move me. All that loud noise does not move me. What moved me is work. The preacher with all that screaming and yelling, that don't move me. Because I know God can use anybody and anything, but after he used you, then what? Do you belong to him? Are you really obeying God? I respect the man that's working. I respect the woman that's working. And that's what I really respect. All that talk, I don't need it. Because you're in the pulpit with all of that. And when I go to your house, your family don't even respect you. Hello, yellow. I need some working people. This is what I respect. Bro, Pedro Ryan. I'm sorry, Bro Pedro. I didn't mean to laugh, but Bro Pedro Ryan, they're working. Y'all better know. I ain't talking about just on this physical job. Pedro Ryan, they're getting some things together. And see, I'm not talking about just because the holiday is coming. We preparing now to give out Thanksgiving baskets. And when Christmas comes, we preparing to give some kids a few toys. I'm talking about all year long, 365 days a year. Yep, that include on Sunday, too. Well, I'm going to church Sunday. I'm not finna carry nobody no loaf of bread that's hungry and going to church. Maybe if they would have went to church, they'd have got a loaf of bread. No, they were too hungry to even think about church, okay? So I'm going to go over here and carry this loaf of bread and two or three Vienna sausages and a cup of Kool-Aid and see if they can be revived. Maybe next Sunday they'll have better. They'll go to church because I'm going to pray with them before I leave and let God have it.
Hallelujah.
Too busy trying to run God's business. And simply because somebody don't go to church does not make them not saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. You ain't got to go up in that building because you got a lot of dressed up devils in there every week. Every week you got them dressed-up devils up in there talking about something another. Won't give nobody a ride in the Cadillac, the Lexus, or nothing else. But you love Jesus. You sure do. You love yourself. Nobody don't even halfway know you in the community, and if they do, they know you. They feel like this. They'll shoot you if you go over in their yard. That's how the church, that's how the community know you who run in the church every Wednesday and every Sunday. Some foolishness is what it is. Jesus come that we all might have life and have it more abundantly. But he didn't come to do all the work. He called us, and some of us he chose. Or we want to do everything else but what he chose us for. Because, see, behind the scenes, nobody don't know what we're doing. We don't want to do that. We want to do what somebody else is doing who up in the spotlight. And I'm going to tell you this. to whom much is given, much is required. Brother Ron, let me tell you something now. Whatever God called you for, you done been through something to become that. This man done went through something to become a drug and alcohol treatment counselor now. I had to go through something to become an evangelist. Y'all better hear me when I'm talking to you. God ain't just let me creep up in the pulpit. Here I am. I came from my parents' house, went to school, went to college, graduated, got a good job. Now I'm an evangelist. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I went to jail, went to prison, lost my kids. I went through many things to get to this spot that where I am. Oh, yeah. That gift of prophecy that God gave, I had to go through something to become who God chose me from my womb for. Because I had to understand how to use the gift. I had to understand when it's time to teach this. I had to understand when it's time to talk about that. Yeah, I went through something. He just bring me forth, go ahead, Barbara, and do it. No. I basically went to school for this here. I went to the school of heaven. I went to a spiritual school to learn all of this. And the exams was my experiences of going through. I remember when I wanted to become a social worker. And I had to go to the mission and spend a night to see what it was like to be all night in the mission. Now, let me tell you something. When I come out of there, I had a new leaf on life, a look on life, I should say. I sure did. I felt that thing in there. It was a cold, lonely place. Cold and lonely in there. I said, ooh-wee. So I understood some things better. See, the more we understand the lesson that God is teaching us, the better we can serve others. See, God wants you to serve others from where you've been, not from where the preacher preaching from, himself, but where you've been. Look, you was a thief, and you made a conscious decision to go to God to be saved so God could change you from thievery. God wants you to share that with another thief. He wants you to tell it that he brought you out of being a thief. He stopped you from stealing. You was a liar. God wants you to tell somebody. I heard Prophet Bent said that now. Prophet Bent said he was a liar. He said when it came to them women, Lord have mercy, I'm telling you, he said. A preacher told me last night, he said, please pray for me. Took his hat off and bowed his head. Now, just lay hands on my head. Ooh, and pray for me. He said, you just don't understand. And then this the preacher, this a real preacher. He said, I'm going home, sister. I got to take me a shower. Pray for me. He said, Lord, have mercy. He had been in this place of business with two women. And this one woman got his attention. And she kept holding it. He trying to look away, but she kept reverting him back to her. And that spirit of lust jumped right on him from her. He said, you got to pray for me. He said, because look here. Sister, you just don't know. That's my kind right there. He said, that's the kind I like right there. And that spirit was pulling on me. I said, I saw it. He said, and sister, I'm telling you, it ain't an easy thing. He said, yeah, you just don't know. I said, no, I can imagine, brother. But I told him, I said, look, now we got to do this. We got to make the right choices. The eyes of the Lord. I ministered to him in a way where he could understand. And, I said some more things to him and prayed for him, and he went on. He was good. Didn't come back out no more. He said he wasn't coming back out no more, and he didn't, because he had to get that thing under control. Yeah. But it'll be okay, because see, the word said, don't let fornication be once named among you. And then adulterers, they go into hell. That's what the word said. Now, people going to hold it against me. But the word was the one said it. God didn't inspire me to write it. He inspired somebody else to write it. I believe it was Apostle Paul. But guess what? It's his words. It's not mine. But adulterers go to hell if they don't change. Yeah. So we have to pray for ourselves, and we have to pray for some things. Because look now, if they tempted Jesus, if that devil tempted Jesus, tried to tempt him, what would he do for us? He tried to tempt the Son of the truth and living God. That's what he tried to do. He tried to tempt God. Yeah, when we read that Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 10, did you hear that? And he waits till your weakest moment. He like, the devil don't come when you're strong. He waits till you're weak. Till you feel like you're back down and out, then here come the devil. He come when you've been kicked already. You've been kicked on the left side, so now he coming to kick you on the right side. He'll give you something or lend you something. If he lend you something, he's going to wait right till you don't have it. That's when he's coming to ask for it. Because he come but to kill, steal, and destroy. Because he waited till Jesus had been fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and Jesus was hungry. And that's when he came to tempt him. Right when he was hungry, now he want to tempt him with food and stuff. Told him, if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. That devil ain't no joke. And we can play if we want to, but he'll never play with us. I'm coming at you, Brother Frank. Bear with me here. But everything the devil brought, Jesus had something to tell him. He gave him the word. He told him, he said, it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone. Because see, the written word of God, God inspired man to write it, is true. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So whatever your situation is, go to the word. Whatever you're going through, go to the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Then the devil going to take him up in the holy city. And look what he told him. He said, if you be the Son of God now, cast yourself down. It's already written. Now the devil going to try to use it on him. It is written. He going to give angels charge concerning you. He going to have the angels to protect you. And you in their hands. But look at this now, unless you dash your foot against the stone, that devil slip. It goes Jesus with the word again. Jesus said unto him, it is written. He put it back to him again. It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil take him up even in a higher place now, in the mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. You see, and the glory of them, what they possessed. And he said to Jesus, now, all these things I'm going to give if you will fall down and worship me. Is he crazy? Then Jesus said to him, get thee hence, Satan. Told him to get on down the street. Get gone. Go. For it's written, thou shalt not worship. I mean, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him only. Thou shalt serve. You see, because look, this is the way that the devil is. He want to catch us again at our weakest moment because he's hoping to capture you then and seal the deal and have you throughout eternity. But if we'll put the word to every situation come upon us, every word every situation that come in our life, put the word to it. Let the word of God do the work for you. I promise you this word works. I'm a living witness. The word of God works. After standing on the word, stand some more. After standing on the word, stand some more. Trusting and believing in your heart that this word is going to do the work. is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word do many different things. The bill collectors harassing you, the word will cut them down. The word will stop them. The word of God, but you got to get in it to know it. And you can't just go with what the preachers say. And because you know what they do in church, you got to build that one-on-one relationship with God for yourself so you'll know for yourself how he's moving. People can talk about you, but they don't know your relationship with your God. They basing your relationship off theirs. You got to know him for yourself today. Good morning, Sister Andrea Ellis. God bless you. Area code 323. God bless you, Sister Yvette. God bless you this morning, baby. And that may be Sister Sandra Jackson. No, that's Brother Pedro. All right. I was looking for Sandra Jackson around here. Y'all know I talk about her. I miss her. So sometime today, Brother Pedro, Sister Yvette, I'll holler at her. But it'll be all right. We're going to keep her in prayer. And it'll be all right. All right, Brother Frank, come on back. I know you're about at work. I mean, Brother Ron, I know he's about at work. So we're going to try to get him right in here. Good morning, Brother Ron. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. I am truly blessed this morning.
Amen.
I heard what you were saying about cleaning out your closet.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. About twice a year I clean out mine and take them to the homeless center.
All right.
You know, I was told years ago, the only way I can keep the good I have, I have to give it away.
All right.
Therefore, I have to reach one and hopefully teach one. You know,
yeah.
God has been so good to me, and what you were saying is true. I just didn't become who I am in the position I'm in today. I went through a lot.
Yeah.
When I was going to college to study there, to study the course I'm in now, it's a lot of things that college professors with their masters and their PhDs, they couldn't teach me because hadn't been there. They hadn't been there. They hadn't gone through what I've been through. They hadn't done what I've done. You know, and God told me what to expect and when it comes along, how to deal with it.
All right.
How to go about being of service to somebody else. How to talk to somebody who doesn't understand, but after you talk to them, they do understand.
All right.
That right there is change. Change by God's doing, but it's not my own. In my heyday back then, you know what I'm talking about. I had high aspirations of living that fast life. God saw fit to slow that life down. Matter of fact, we're gonna remove that life and give you a new one.
Amen.
We gonna take you out the street and put you somewhere where you can be of use to others. And I just want to say, I thank God, I praise God, and give him all glory for working with me over these years. And I like Brother Steve Hopp once said, hey, don't trip, he ain't finished with me yet.
Yeah.
He works with me constantly. And good morning to you, Brother Frank. I know you're out there.
Good morning, Brother Ron. I'm out here thanking God for it, listening to the word, getting all I can get out of the word, and just listening and seeing what God's going to tell me today and how influence is going to be in my life as far as resisting the devil and standing on his word, knowing that if you just resist him, he'll leave and he'll find another opportune time to come. But knowing is all that is that is one thing we do know. Put all our heart, mind, soul, and strength in God, we'll never go wrong.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
I got
in?
I have area code 323, and I'm bringing you in a few minutes. Let me say this to you, Brother Ron. Now, I tell you this. There's nothing a college professor can teach. He can teach it, but he won't really have actual fact because he haven't been through it. And
that's
what
right.
He said is so true. There are many things he could not teach you because he had not gone through it. See, now you up talking about prison because you went to college to learn about prison, but you've never been locked up. There's not much you can tell me because I've been inside the actual prison as an inmate. You understand what I'm saying? I know what a CC is. I know what a DR is. You see what I'm saying? I know about reception and orientation. Been there and done that. Now, you can teach but you don't know it because you haven't done it.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. You coming from what you was told, but I'm coming from where I've been. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So let me get area code 323 in here. Good morning, area code 323, first three numbers, 952. God bless you this morning. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. I want to say thanks, Brother Ryan. I'm out there with him working, and he called and asked me to get online, and I'm so grateful for the information and knowledge that's being given. What I want to speak on is the fact of we growing to personalize our relationship with God. Because when we take the time and personalize our relationship with God, we get to see how God works in our lives, you know, how his hands begin to move what we sometimes think are obstacles, where he turn them into our good as we remain faithful or remain centered in our faith. And as you said earlier, trust the process. So as I have relationship with God, I have faith in his word, then I'm able to trust the process. No matter what happens on the outside, no matter what the circumstances are, as I remain centered in the word of God, it turns into my good. So I am so grateful for this conversation. Early in the morning, before we start our day, we fortified each other with the word of God. And again, I want to say thank you, Brother Ryan, for this invitation.
God bless you, Brother Ernest.
Now, Brother Ron, can you get together by Friday and come in and be the guest by this Friday?
I'll talk to Ernest when I get to work.
Okay.
Yes, we will.
See, we can do
all right,
well,
y'all get together, and Bro Ron, just call me and tell me it's a yes so that I can put the names on the show marquee.
I look forward to it.
All right. God bless you. Thank you, my sister.
Yes, it is a yes. But I want to thank you, my sister, for doing the work of God, because this is what we're called to do. We're called to be a service, bring the knowledge and wisdom of God's love and light into the hearts of and the minds of others. You know, so I'm so grateful that you are doing this work. And I just, encourage you and bless you in what you're doing, that it expand into the good of God.
Amen.
All right, my brother. All right, my brother. All right.
Three, brother. I like that right there. That is beautiful. We thank God this morning because, see, as he said, this is what it is. We get to know the word of God. And we build a relationship with him one-on-one. I'm not basing my relationship off what my pastor doing. I'm not basing my relationship off what my mama and dad taught me, because they were good Christian people. They were a good godly man and woman. And I'm not just saying that because they was my parents, but the proof was in the pudding. But this is the deal. I can't ride on their merit. I can't go back with him on what they did. I got to go back with him on what I did.
Amen.
And what I'm doing unto him, not unto myself. Because many things people are doing look good, But I want to make sure this is the move of God and not the move of Barbara Mack, because it won't do me no good if it's my move. I got to let it be the move of God so that people can truly be blessed. And once they're blessed, they don't feel like they owe me nothing, but they owe it all to Almighty God who has all the power.
Amen.
Oh, I feel like a preacher this morning. I'm
all right, dude. All right, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he lives today, and I don't care what nobody say. I know he lives in me. I know he changed my life. Hey, I knew where I was, and I know where he brought me from.
Absolutely.
It was nothing good that I done, but he sent his only son. I'm not worthy of the scars in his hand. I just ask him to roll back the curtains of memory every now and then. Show me where he brought from and where I could have been. I tell him I'm human, and, Lord, humans forget. But just remind me.
Yeah.
Remind me today, dear Lord, and I'll be all right. I can't go on what will happen next week. I got to go on what's happening right now with me.
Come on.
He's able right now. He's keeping me right now. Not because I don't want to be kept. He's keeping me because I want to be kept by him.
Amen.
I want to do what's pleasing and acceptable Almighty God. Because that right there get me what nothing else will. Because he's pleased with me. I have favor. Oh, y'all don't know like I know this morning. I have the favor of God on my life today.
Amen.
Jesus. Are you crazy? I had a good job.
You're there.
I had a great job, was a supervisor on my job and everything, and God sent me to the mission to live.
Amen.
The work that for me to do, and he knew I wasn't just going to go over there moving no mission and do no work.
Absolutely.
So he allowed me to go live in the mission and obey him. And while I was in the mission, I had money, I had a brand new van, another van, and a good car.
Yeah, we become a light for others. Right,
yeah,
in the
you
got to
give yourself
everything
away.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen.
You
absolutely
got to give yourself away today, because if you don't give yourself to him, he can't use you.
Absolutely.
God can't use you. Amen.
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 See, if God use you, and after you use, then what? I don't want to just be used by him. I want to belong to him. I want to be
right.
His daughter.
Amen.
The daughter
Amen.
That he's calling for in his last days.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
To be used, but I don't want to just be used by nobody, especially God. I want to belong.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
I want to be a
That's
part
right.
of. So today the favor of the Lord is on my life. I could share some more testimonies with y'all of things that's happening. People are jealous and all kind of crazy stuff. But guess what? It's not me. It's the work. It's the work
mm-hmm.
that's doing the word. The work.
Mm-hmm.
The work is doing everything. I came working.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't looking for anything. I wasn't really looking to meet new children. I was just looking to do what God say do and be through with. And he added
Amen.
It. He keep adding to it.
Right. Right.
And
right.
I say today, anything good that happened to you through me, God did it. I can't take I don't even have a big enough mind or brain to think of these things that's coming that God got me doing. That's him.
Right.
Then let me tell y'all something. My baby would come over and bring her baby. And me and her baby, which is my grandbaby, we'll rush her out the door because we got things to do. My granddaughter and I, we speak the same language. We eat the same food. So her mother has lost a lot of weight. And so her mother don't eat like we eat, as much as we eat. So we would try to get her out of here because she's going to talk about what me and my granddaughter do. Well, when God started the store and everything, I got so busy so quick, my daughter started seeing how tired and busy I was. So she just joined in to help us, right? Well, as it ended up, he blessed me with this girl to come in here and do more than I thought I ever was going to do. When I look at the way my baby cleaned this place at night and the way she restocked everything, bro, Frank, my mouth be open. I be looking like,
oh,
I can't believe this. I know she think, well, mom must be losing her mind. I'm in shock. Because nobody but an almighty God could do this.
That's right.
Amen.
Tell the one lady
Amen.
Last night, I said, I do it for the children. She talking about them for the adults to tell the truth. I was
mm-hmm.
like, get up out my hand, please. I'm not in yours. She was like, it's not. Come on now. You know you're giving these people some stuff. And stop all that acting like you're not doing it. Everybody knows. I was like, who told her? She was like, Miss Mac,
mm-hmm.
we know you. We know you. I was like, well, I thought I was doing some secret stuff, but I see you all in my business. She was
yeah,
like,
Miss
Mac.
God said what,
yes,
God
sir.
Said what, he did, what you do in secret, he would bless you openly.
Okay.
Amen.
Look,
he was in secret, he would bless you openly.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, and that's
yeah.
what he's doing. She told me, she said, Miss Mac, we know that man came back to that door yesterday for two bowls of chili. Now, she lived behind me. What you doing knowing what's going on up in front where you can't see?
Mm-hmm.
But the man, he came and he said he was hungry, full-grown
yeah.
man. I fed him. Then another man came. I gave him a full bowl of chili and two muffins because he was hungry.
Right.
You see? And they looking at all of that. And I'm working, so I'm not paying attention who watching. Then the man told me, one man came and he let me know, you got security. And I'm not talking about the security on the gate. I said, what are you? He said, look, nobody's coming over here to bother you about nothing. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
right.
lady, doing what you doing. He said,
mm-hmm.
because you serving men and don't even know it.
That's right.
I was just mind your business because I'm busy. Mind your business. I'm just going to do what I do, you know. But it was God's way of letting me know even the people are protecting you.
Okay.
The management, I wish you would come and fool with me. The management is supporting what this is the favor of God. I ain't come out the favor of Barbara Mack because her favor ain't no good.
Right.
I'm talking about the favor of Almighty God. And Brother Frank, when I tell you, God is going to bless you beyond your wildest imagination. That's what he's doing.
Amen.
And that's what he's doing.
Amen.
Because
amen.
He used you to open many doors.
Amen.
All the way
no
from Nevada, he used you to open many doors in Jacksonville, Florida.
Amen.
I'm talking
amen.
About for people in dire straits. These people are in dire need. Yeah.
That's
and
right.
It's all right today. In
that's
the
right.
name of Jesus.
Well, just like Esther.
Yes, hold on 1 minute. I got you, Miss Danielle. We got a few minutes left. Good morning,
okay.
Miss. How are you this
good morning,
Miss Danielle?
Good morning, Miss Mac. I'm sorry I'm a little late, but you know, if I get any kind of minutes in, I try to hurry up the call. I was
I see,
out there
I
with
see.
My brother.
All right. All right.
It's time to take care of business. I'm so mad I missed the show. You know, I be wanting to know what y'all talking about.
Well, it was a wonderful show. I had one of your neighbors on here, and she shared with us from a big girl standpoint and self-esteem and that kind of thing. But when you get a chance to come by, we'll play it together and everything and take a listen.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and what we talked about last night, it still stands this morning, okay, sugar?
I got you.
All right, then, all right. This is my other neighbor. This is Miss Danielle, and Danielle is a wonderful young lady, and she calls into the show, and she come up, and when she can on Wednesdays, and help me with the children, the center. And I can't wait until we do that play. I'm going to video that when we go to Sweet Pete. I'm going to video all of that and put it on the website and on Facebook so the people can see the kids. I'm going to get the parents' permission because I can't just take pictures. You know, not that nobody said I couldn't, but because I've worked
yeah.
with a lot of confidentiality agencies, I know that that's not the way we just do stuff. But listen, we got a few minutes. I'm going to pray out right quick. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, for all you've done, we thank you for all that's been said and done here this morning. I ask as we depart, the Lord, you would bless every caller and every listener going out and bless them coming in. Father, meet the need in their lives today according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Bless their families, Lord, and move today on their behalf. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. May the Lord watch between
yes.
me and we are absent one from another. In the name of
yes.
Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus with somebody and give somebody something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this day in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful day, and I'm going to say bye-bye. And after this last song, I won't be coming back. Have a blessed day.
Amen.
Every lesson gave me strength and I faith. didn't love myself, but you still love me.